Jerry Bader Show 935. Earl, stop doing your own show over there and take some other calls. 888-455-1360. Phone's ringing off the hook, and Earl's sitting there doing his own little talk show with it. One very loyal listener. Talking about Ted Cruz's speech, something else. There's a lesson here about pledging to support your opponents should one of them win. I think people are going to look at that differently down the road, because that's one of the things Cruz is getting pilloried for. You broke your pledge. You broke your pledge. Well, doesn't that just be a license for your opponent, basically a license to kill? Well, I can say whatever the hell I want because they're going to have to support me. They promised. They promised. I mean, could Cruz have known what Trump was going to do to his wife, imply that his father was involved in killing JFK, perhaps be involved in floating a story about Cruz committing marital infidelity, brand Cruz's lying Ted, actually be the nominee? He probably didn't think Trump was going to be the nominee. Now, Earl had a great scenario, and I would love to take credit for this, but this is Earl's. Earl says what Cruz should have done is said, I'm Lion Ted, and I endorse Donald Trump. I think he would make a great president. That would have been, that would have been interesting. If you're just joining, my take in this on is on the, if you're not going to endorse, then you do have the good manners not to show up at the convention. But I think the bigger faux pas here is the Trump campaign for allowing him. And a call just before the news says, no, Trump's not a politician. He doesn't think that way. He's coming off as being magnanimous. Really, do you think it was savvy to have your running mate speech completely lost in the news cycle by this distraction? It was dumb. To Jeannie in Athens. Jeannie, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've evaluated for this week, and after this week, what I'm thinking, anybody or anyone that at this point does negative talking about Trump, you are positively talking about Hillary. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. We don't support Trump. We support Hillary. And I think that's how it's going to come across to everybody. I may be wrong, but now he is our candidate. And if we
don't support him, he's
got an open book then.
At this point, which is not relevant to what we're talking about, but at this point, yeah, this is going. Trump is the nominee, and next week I will spend all sorts of time talking about the crapola that you're going to hear coming out of Philadelphia and the Democratic National Convention. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, at this point, it doesn't do a lot of good to continue beating up Donald Trump. But I will say this, Jeannie, this was stupid. This was a stupid mistake on the part of the Trump campaign, and they have a much more formidable candidate coming up in Hillary Clinton. And I think if you do want Donald Trump elected, you should concede that they're going to have to learn to avoid these unforced errors. Thanks a lot for the call. To Shirley in Appleton. Shirley, go ahead.
Yes, first of all, let's remember this. Mr. Cruz did that to Donald Trump's wife. Don't say, he says, oh, I didn't know what my group was doing. He knew exactly what his group was doing. Second of all, when you say it's Trump's fault to let Cruz on the convention, how old is Mr. Cruz? Is he only 10 years old? He's supposed to be such a smart man.
Oh, let me say.
Why did he just deny it? Why did he ask? I'll speak.
Yeah.
You keep putting down.
All right, Shirley, hang on, because I do get to talk eventually. First, you're right. Ted Cruz, as I said, should have stayed away. But I agree with Kim Strassel that, look, Ted Cruz is an opportunist, and he's not even being honest because he was Donald Trump's biggest enabler early in the campaign. He didn't worry about Trump's behavior, so this that it's a vote of conscience is somewhat disingenuous. I completely agree. But Donald Trump is the one that has to worry about getting elected here. And yes, you have to see these things coming, Shirley. Absolutely.
He isn't perfect.
I'm not asking him to be perfect. I'm asking him to be a little sharper than
perfect.
He's been. All right, Shirley, thanks a lot for the call. To Dan in Green Bay. Dan, go ahead.
Okay, do you announce yet who you're going to vote for, yes or no?
Say again?
Have you announced who you're going to vote for, yes or no?
First, tell me what that has to do with Ted Cruz.
Tell me how Donald Trump is an amateur when Ted Cruz got booed off the stage. Tell me how Donald Trump was an amateur when he let Ted Cruz say what he knew he was going to say. Do you think Hillary Clinton would let Bernie Sanders say that, knowing that he would say that about her? No.
Here, Dan, Dan,
because
Dan,
like your daughter,
Dan,
she has no
Dan,
balls.
Dan, Dan, here's what makes him an amateur. It completely erased an excellent speech by Mike Pence. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, Pence hit it out of the park. And this is where apologists for Donald Trump need to understand. If you do want him to win, he's got to be sharper than this. He has to be. This was a mistake. Now, I do certainly put it, I know to a degree here I am blaming the victim. If you're not going to endorse, stay home. Oh, Beth says Trump was brilliant here. Whoop, go ahead, Beth.
It was a win-win for Trump. He won either way. If Cruz didn't speak, he would be accused of stifling dissent and not liking opposition. And he let Cruz speak. He was magnanimous. He invited him. And then if Cruz did endorse, that's a win. When Cruz didn't endorse, he ended up looking petty and petulant and rude, which is a great contrast to how Trump was presenting himself at the convention. I have a family full of Democrats. They all think Cruz looks like an a-hole. That's just the way it is.
Okay. Actually, not everybody does believe that. A lot of people believe that. Some people don't. So tell me how this got Donald Trump more votes than he would have gotten if he didn't let Ted Cruz speak.
It got Trump a lot more ratings for it last night, which is what you should be talking about today.
Well, and Beth, now Beth, we will be. I wasn't here yesterday, so I am talking about this now. And I know the inclination is for everyone to tell me what an idiot I am and that I'm doing everything wrong, and I get that, and that Donald Trump can't possibly make a mistake because he's Donald Trump. He can't make mistakes. This was a boneheaded mistake. Beth, Beth. Tell me, Beth. Beth.
As a positive, no matter what happens.
All right, Beth. When I ask a question, I have to answer it. Tell me three bullet points from Mike Pence's speech.
I am a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. I strongly support candidate Donald Trump, and I support his agenda.
Yeah, that's... You could have said that without even hearing the speech. That's exactly the problem. He gave a great conservative speech, and nobody was talking about it. And yes, I will be talking about Donald Trump in the next hour and what he said last night, and some pretty amazing things, as a matter of fact. Some of that in the good sense of the word, some of that in the bad sense of the word. This was a rookie mistake. Now, I do criticize Ted Cruz for going there and doing it. I don't criticize Ted Cruz for not being able to endorse him, but then don't go there. Yeah, Trump voided the pledge as well. Trump had already said, on March 29th, I may not stick to the pledge either. Let's go to Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. The Trump supporters sure you got their undies in a bundle today, Jerry. But the fact that Cruz decided not to support him, even though he made the pledge, I guess my question is, when he made the pledge, perhaps he believed he was going to, but because like everything that happened, he couldn't do it. What's wrong with that? And like you just said, Trump wasn't going to abide by it either. Now, just because you have an R behind your name doesn't mean that you are necessarily a Republican or that you stand for those values that Republicans or conservatives stand by. If Hillary decided to run with an R behind her name, would he have to support her?
See, here's the real lesson here, are these pledges down the road. Because I could see for personal reasons why Cruz could not stick to the pledge. Hey, look, I'm not endorsing this guy. I'm not supporting this guy. But then you don't, you know, overall, I will say this. He didn't trash Trump. He didn't trash Trump. He gave an excellent conservative speech. He criticized the hell out of Hillary Clinton. And then at the end, he said, vote your conscience. People read that as meaning don't vote for Trump. Paul, thanks a lot for the call. That part's interesting. He said, vote your conscience. And people immediately read that as don't vote for Trump. Now, it did make Trump look sympathetic because you had boos and endorsed Trump and so on. But anyone getting booed off the stage at your convention is not an optic that you want. It just isn't. The pledge was set up to take down Trump, and it backfired. That's exactly right, Earl. Jeff in Wisconsin Rapids, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. First of all, it's not the Trump convention. It's the Republican National Convention.
Where would we have been
in 1980 if Reagan had not gone to the National Convention in 76 against Gerald Ford? This whole idea that you can't go opposed to the presidential nominee it boggles my mind. It's not a coronation. It's a convention.
Okay. Now, a couple of things. One, that's somewhat mythic because Reagan campaigned vigorously for Ford in the general election. So that is somewhat mythic, and that was the result of a convention battle. Cruz had already lost the battle here. So I see those as apples and oranges, Jeff.
To me, it's still the National Convention of the Republican Party.
Well, I hear what you're saying about that.
60% of Republicans voted against Trump during the primaries.
Yeah, so. I know. I was one of them, dude.
Me too.
Well, you know where I stand. But thanks a lot for the call. I think if you're Ted Cruz, you stay away. And I think if you're Donald Trump, you have the common sense God gave a broomstick, and you don't let him speak. Jake on the road. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I guess my question for these little Trumpsters is, you ask them what they like about Trump, they're always saying how he speaks his mind, he's against the establishment, he'll say whatever he wants, not politically correct. So then you have Cruz following that model, speaks his mind, says what he wants, and goes against the establishment and doesn't out-endorse who their nominee is, and now all of a sudden he's a bad guy. They're like liberals. They want the rules when it helps them, but not when it doesn't. And can you blame a guy for the things that Trump said about his family? You say stuff about my family and we're in a competition, I'm not going to endorse you afterwards. I'm giving you my hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jake, thanks a lot for the call. I don't at all blame him for not endorsing. Yeah, and if Donald Trump had been the skunk at a garden party that way, they would love it. They would think it was awesome. They would think it was wonderful. But it's not Donald Trump. But that's this to me, and I wrote a piece at rightwisconsin.com today. This pledge stuff is nonsense. But Cruz gave an excellent speech. Mike Pence gave an excellent speech. To Ted on the road. Ted, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I had some thoughts on Ted Cruz. Ted's playing a long game here. I mean, look at some of the stuff he pulled in the Senate with his filibusters. He had absolutely no chance of winning. But his base loved it. And what he did the other night is playing the long game. He knew what he was doing. He knew exactly the reaction he was going to get. And he's not thinking about 2016. His base will remember this in 2020. So that's basically what he's doing. He's a smart guy. He's playing chess. He's not playing any other game.
So you disagree with those who say this has destroyed his future prospects?
I don't think so.
Here's my take on that, Ted. Is I don't know if Donald Trump is either soundly defeated by Hillary or if he has a rotten first term and proves out to be the phony conservative that a lot of us think he is, then I think Ted Cruz is set up nicely for 2020. If Donald Trump ends up being a great conservative president and people like me are wrong, then I think Ted Cruz's career very well might be over, other than beyond staying in the Senate for a long time. People in Texas will keep voting for him.
I don't think you're wrong, Jerry. I think if Trump wins, he's going to be a horrible president. But unfortunately, I don't think he's going to win.
All right. One more in this segment. Let's go to Barb in Sheboygan Falls. Barb, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I think the thing to remember here is this is ultimately a conversation between two men. It's in a public conversation, but they have to go through their own minions. Now, remember, this whole thing started when someone representing Cruz put out those photographs about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Trump needed to respond to that. However, they do understand that the only way that they can communicate directly to each other without going through their own minions is publicly. So now it's out there that Cruz needs an apology, and I'm sure Trump, as a businessman, realizes this. Now, down the line, I have no doubt that publicly they will reconcile, that really all that Cruz needs is an acknowledgement that Trump himself was not behind this attack that happened on his wife, and Cruz needs an acknowledgement that Trump was not directly responsible for the attack on his dad. Now, remember, Trump had read something that the press had put out about Trump's father, about Cruz's father.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, he's just repeating the gossip that's out there in the public forum.
That's not a defense. It just isn't. Trust me, as someone.
It's not a defense. This is a progression of events. These men cannot meet together without going through their minions.
Well, I know what you're saying, Barb, but I'm sorry, but I am tight on time. At some point, though, they can. They actually can say, look, your people, my people, get together. Let's talk. Jeff in Green Bay, hang on. You're next in 3 minutes. It is in the next hour. We'll talk about Trump's speech, including his outreach to Sanders supporters. Fascinating. 9:53.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.